Oh, getting better every day. Obviously, it's only been like a week, but it's getting better every day. I'm walking good, so it's going good. I'll be ready. I think it's more of just over time. It's just wear and tear over time. It's a sports hernia type thing. Other hernia is more like lifting style. You get it from lifting and stuff like that.
Were you hoping to kind of make it without having to have surgery? And then what made you decide to go ahead?
I think it was just the opportunity to get it all done and I won't miss any time. I think that was the purpose of it, so we would get all this done and then I would be ready to go for training camp and it wouldn't pop up during the season or anything.
Or when it happened, or is it just something?
It's just wear and tear. It's just something that happens, wear and tear over time. It's not anything that you can, like, prevent, really. It's just something that's it can happen over time. Some people get it, some people don't.
Do you think you'll be able to be back by the start of training camp?
I'll probably be ready before training camp. My goal is to be ready as quick as possible, obviously. So I'm going to be working at it every day. I'm out here every day doing stuff. I'll be here during the summer doing stuff as well, so I'll be back quick as I can.
What impact do you think, you know, any of this, a little bit of missed time? I mean, you've been around for so long, you're there. I wouldn't guess that you would think that any of this time off will...
No, because I'm still in the meeting rooms. I'm still doing all that stuff. I'm still helping all the younger guys at my position and still work with everybody, so I'm not really missing anything. I'm still getting all the mental aspects of it. I'm just not doing the physical aspect right now.
In terms of the possibility Griffin's going to be the starting quarterback, how do you mentally prepare to be playing with the new quarterback?
I think it's been good. We had a lot of work together during OTAs when I was going, and then during the all-season program we've been working together. So I think we have good chemistry with all the quarterbacks.
When you look out there and you're watching some practice, obviously some other guys are getting an opportunity to get more reps now with you out. Who are you seeing at your position that you're kind of excited about?
I think they're all doing a good job. I don't think there's one. I think as a whole, our whole position group's doing great. They're all learning. They're all young guys. And they're all taking everything with stride. And they're coming along. It's going to be a lot of fun seeing how we all coexist together in training camp. He's only been out there a little bit, and he's doing a good job. He's learning it, obviously, and it's everything's new. But that's the same for everybody. Everybody's new offense for him, and everybody's doing a good job with it.
Yeah, you expect to be the tight end position to be as involved in this offense as it was last year?
I think every position is going to be really featured because he's going to make it where every defense is going to have to focus on every position. You can't focus on, oh, we're just going to shut down the tight end or we're just going to shut down the receiver, because then everybody else is going to open up. And I think that's going to be dictated per week.
You look at Tyler Eifert last year. I mean, that's got to make it pretty happy, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, of course. He does like the tight ends, obviously. He used them before, and I think we're looking forward to it this year as well.
What's the biggest thing that jumps out to you about Hugh's system?
The system? I would say he wants to put the ball in playmakers' hands. Doesn't matter who you are, he puts you anywhere on the field, and that's a good thing. Like the defense is going to have a lot to be planning for because you never know what's going to happen.
Is that tough for you guys? I mean, I know it's still early, but will that be tough for you guys to learn and kind of master because he's got so many moving pieces?
I don't think so. I think we've done a good job throughout the off-season program learning it. I think we're all coming along and we're doing a good job. I think we're just fine-tuning it right now, and we'll fine-tune it some more during training camp, and it'll all come together.
He was telling us yesterday that he's going to run a different camp than you guys are used to, with a lot of pads and everything, anything goes, period, with sirens and things like that. What's your take on that kind of a training camp?
Oh, I've had it before. I've had it in college with Bobby Petrino. I know all about having a tough training camp, which is good. It just builds character and gets the guys going, and I think everybody's excited about it. I think that's one thing we're really looking forward to seeing when fans and everybody comes out and sees how our practices are going to be. They're really going to be surprised how energetic everybody is and how much fun it's going to be for everybody.
What do you make of the sirens and that anything goes period?
Oh, I think it would be great. I think that's the only way you're going to learn in football. You got to do football type of stuff or you're not going to get better at it.
What can you do this year? What are you seeking to do?
Just do anything I can to help the team, because it's not really about one person. It's just trying to get wins, because that's what we're all about. It's about helping the team, and anything I can do to help get other guys open or get open spring the run game, that's all I can do.
Along the lines of you approached Haslam before you signed your contract, have you been in touch with him lately in terms of kind of feeling him out, seeing where his mindset is as this new regime takes hold?
I've seen him when he's come out to the field and stuff. I haven't went and just met him personally, and he's excited about it. And I think he shows it every time he comes out there. He's excited about seeing everything that's going on, and he's very excited and looking forward to it as well.
Gary, what are you getting from some of the veterans that have come back to camp to speak to you guys?
It's awesome. Just showing how much – it's just showing how much – you got to love this game because they love this game and how much everybody needs to respect it and how much it doesn't last forever. And you got to take a true advantage of your opportunities because you never know how long that's going to be. And I think that's one thing they're really trying to instill in us, and then just keep focusing on what we want to do in this organization.
Is there a particular person that had a message that kind of reached you?
I think they've all done a great job. I don't think there's been one. I think all of them have gave different aspects they've talked about, and they've all done great with it.
Danny Shelton said yesterday that you got the defensive guys together for, like, paintballing and go-karts and stuff, and he mentioned you as kind of inspiring to do that because you like to have, you know, events like that with the team. Why do you think that stuff's valuable, and is it kind of cool that a younger guy's picking up on?
I just think it's something that I don't see a lot of guys doing. I know a lot of teams set up stuff for their teams to go do stuff, but I haven't seen a lot of guys do it. And I wanted to do something where we have a bunch of new guys here. So I want to get guys, hey, let's go out. Let's go do something together, bond. I always work with the offense. I'm always with the offensive guys. I don't do much with the defensive guys. So I want to get the defensive guys involved. I want us working together, having fun, and enjoying each other. Because we're a team. We've got to be a team first. And the only way you're going to be a real team is actually knowing the other guys that are on your team. And that's part of it. And that's what I want us to do. So I've done a lot of that kind of stuff. And it's just fun. It's just giving back and going to enjoy our time with each other.
Do you think guys welcome that?
I think they do. I haven't heard any negative about it. They enjoy it.
I must admit, what did you do then with the off? I mean, I know you did the movie stuff, but is that what you're talking about?
Oh, we did. I take some of the guys off. We did the movies. We did paintballing. I took them all some paintballing. Then we went to Cedar Point. Took a couple guys to Cedar Point. We did a little Cedar Point. Did some of the roller coasters and stuff. Just different things. Just trying to do something different. We'll do bowling at some point probably. Just mixing it all up.
A new roller coaster?
I did. It's good. It's good. Not there in Millennium Force, but it's good. EJ Bibb's terrified. Terrified of roller coasters.
Did you get them all?
Yeah, he did it all. I give him credit. He did every one of them. Now he cries and complains about it, but he does them.